We are on Daf Vov Omet Aleph, in the middle of the Taisvis, the Dibur HaMaschil Rasuye Ver HaMizgalgu. Taisvis is in the midst of saying a Chiddush that if a Odom Bardas will take a Eish and burn someone's talus in this Eish, or will push a shayach down into a boil, so the whole hezek is miyuchis to the Adam. This is not the mazik of Eish, this is not the mazik of boil, this is Adam hamazik. This is what Tosfos says. And that's how Tosfos is miyashiv, ibahadi, the ozili kamaski hainu kaychai. And if a person put a stone in the Rishus HaRabim and someone kicked it knowingly, so we miyachas the whole hezek to the Odom. Vahod Amrinon, this is around a little after 2/3 of the Tosfos. Vahod Amrinon lekamon beperik haporet. Shoyer ba'odom shedoch ve'lebay. A shoyer and an odom push down another shoyer or person into the abayr. So the Gemara says as follows: Le'inyan nizaki kulam chayav. That they all the machayiv. The mashme afilu ba'labayr. The Balabir is also chay. Now how does that work? Taisvis just told us that if an Odom pushes someone into a bear, so he's considered the complete mazik. Here it says, Kulan chayom, the Balabir also has to pay. So Taisvis has a problem. So Taisvis says we have to make an akimte. So lechloimas, we have to say the mairi odom beloy kabon. It's speaking about that the person who pushed in the shayr into the bayr was unintentionally he was, and unintentionally. So then the baal habayr was mishtatef in the hezek. So therefore, all three are mishutef in the tashlum. The kivin. The ain the kabonim. Given the ain doichef the kabonim, there's a gilse klal. Is chayiv balabayr kamoi ha'odom. Then the balabayr is chayiv. That means he made a takole that people unintentionally could fall in. And here he was pushed in also unintentionally. It's because of his takole. So that's how we have to say pshat in the Gemara. Hodam rinen leinyan dalet dvorim udmei vlodeis odam chayiv. Now, the Gemara says that if the one that was pushed in was an odam, and now there's a shaila of ripui, sheves, boishes, tzar, but the Gemara says, Le'inyan dalet dvorim udmei vlodeis. So let's say an isha was pushed in, and she was mappled the vlodeis. So odom chayiv. So then the odom alone is chayiv. There's no chayiv dalet dvorim udmei vlodeis on a sheir, on a bear. So now, Tosfos has a problem. If we say that it is speaking about that it's an odom shaloi bekavonim, so the klal is, even though odom mu'ud lo'ilom, bein bo'ines, bein barotzin, but that is dafke antashlumei nezokin, and antsa ripoy in sheves. But on boishes, you need kavonim. And here it says that the Odom is chayiv b'dalet dvorim. And Taisa said it's speaking about a Odom shaloi b'kavone. So So there's a problem over here. Hodam rinin linyan dalet dvorim udmei vlodois odam chayim. So Taisi says, hai dalet dvorim hainu nezek tzar v'ripei v'shevis. It means this is not all the time, but when you mention dalet dvorim, we mean dalet dvorim besides nezek. We have to say pshat in the Gemara that the dalet dvorim is including nezek and not boishes. Abu boishes ain't a chayim. Ache yiskavet kedoma b'chayim. So according to Maya Kimte, that it's speaking about Odom Shaloi Bekavone, so we have to say, Dalet Dvorim means Nezek and not Boishes. Lehavi Kalba Dvorim Delel, Hosom Lechoshim Nezek. Before we said that the Hilchisem of Odom is to Lechaiva Bedalet Dvorim, their Dalet Dvorim means Boishes. But the Gemara later, Dalet Dvorim means Nezek Tzari Peshevis. That's what you have to say. V'ho da Omar le'inyin Koifa u'shloishim shel Eved Sherchai. If a person was killed, and the Sher was a Sher Amuah that pushed him in, we have three Mishtatvim b'misosai. We have the Sher who pushed him in. We have the boyer, and we have the Odom. Tzorech loyma, so we have to say, Dino davke bekabona. The share was bekabona, he pushed him in. Afal gav dole have dumye da Odom, the bishaloi bekabona. It's not similar to the Odom. An Odom v'sher shadoch ve'leboyer, we're saying the Odom was shaloi bekabona. Well, you have to say the share was with kabona. So we see Tosfos said a svara that Adam v'kavone who push into a bear, the Baal HaBeor will not be chay. And we have problems from a Gemara writer, so Tosfos says, well, we'll have to patch up the Gemara. That Gemara speaking about Odom, Shaloi Bekavone. Dalet Dvorim means not Boishes. The Shoyer, it was Bekavone. But Taisa says, listen, the Svara I said is a true Svara, so the Gemara will have to patch up and explain accordingly. I'd like to mention the Taisa Achoshin and Simon Tov Yud, with cotton base. Down our Tosfos. And the Ktzai Sachoshin clears the shayla. What will the halacha be if you have an Odom Bekabone? Now let's stop a step before. If you have an Odom Shaloi Bekabone, and you have three people push the shayla into the bayah, so how will the tashlumin be? Each one pays a third. Each of the boy pays a third, the Odom pays a third, and the Shah pays a third. They divide up the tashlumin. What will the halacha be if you have an Odom bikabon? What's going to be? So the Baal HaBeor says, well, Odom bikabon, then I'm not chayiv, so I'm not mechuyif to pay. Let's think 1 minute. If it would have been an Odom with a boyer, the Odom would pay the whole thing. If it would be a shayer with a boyer, then each one would split up. Each one would pay half. But now we have an Odom bikavone, a shayer and a boyer. So he says, should we say that the Odom doesn't have a shutev? He doesn't have a shutev of the boyer. The only shutev he has is the shayel. It can't be the shayel. If I can't, he and the shayel pushed in. So he should pay half. The Baal HaSher will pay half. And the Baal HaBeir will be potter. So he said, that doesn't make sense, because the Baal HaSher, the time, listen, Aisha wasn't Mazik alone, there's a Beir also. The Beir also was Mishtatav. Mitzat, the mice of my share, I have a seyu of the Beir. The Mele, so that doesn't make sense that the Baal HaBeir should be potter legamri. The Baal HaSher should have to pay 50-50. So we'll say that the Odom should pay 2/3 and the share should pay 1/3. Also doesn't make sense. Like this, we'll tell the Baal HaSher, listen, you're right, you theoretically you have to pay 1/3, so you'll pay 1/3. And the Adam will pay 2/3. He says, why should the Adam pay 2/3? He is a shut of the shell. Why should he pay 2/3? So the Ktzai says, so you know what the right thing is? The Adam says, I have a shut of the shell. I pay half. So Memela, I have a shut of the shell. The shell will pay the other half. And the shell will come over to the Baal HaBeir and says, listen, in my half, I have a shut of you and me. So each one will pay a quarter. Fine. So by Adam and Kavone, all three will pay, but the Adam will pay half, the Sheir will pay a quarter, and the Baal will pay a quarter. Zechtek Tzayis, Ibezai doesn't understand Tzayis' problem. There it says, the Gemara says, all three mechuyif to pay. The Gemara doesn't say how much you pay. The Gemara says all three mechuyif to pay. So Taisvis has to make an akimtet speaking about an Odom Shaloi Bekavone, and we have a lot of problems because of this. Let's say it's speaking about an Odom Bekavone, and also all three pay. It says in the Gemara how you pay, you have to figure out how you pay. So he says from Taisvis, if Taisvis had a problem, Vaisais Taisvis held that if the Odom and the is Bekavone, the Baal HaBeir is Potter Legamri. But Tzorech, he doesn't understand why. He had a very good cheshbon. L'chayre, afilo Odom Bekavone, the Sher should pay a quarter, and the Beir should pay a quarter. This is the Ktaisis Kasha. He blies by a Tzorech. So, Rab Shimon Tainis as follows. Chedusha Rab Shimon, he Tainis as follows. We can learn two Eifanim. Pshat in the Gemara. Adam Sheir Aboil. If we will learn, it could be Ze Eina Yochel V'Ze Eina Yochel. It could be Ze Yochel V'Ze Yochel. We can look at it and we can say two ways. We'll say it's speaking about Ze Eina Yochel V'Ze Eina Yochel. That means you have, there are two people that are, there's a person in the Sheir that wants to push a Sheir into a Boil. Now each one can push, but both together, Mekavone and the Sher, they push the Sher into the Boer, and the Boer is also Mishtatef in the Hezek, and fine. So he says, V'zei Neyochel, V'zei Neyochel. So the Baal HaBeir Tainis, without the Odom, nothing would happen. So Memele, so I'm not a Takola. You can't be Mechaiv me for being a Takola because this is an Odom Bekavone, that means Mitzad the Sheir alone, it never would have fallen in. So Memele, the whole reason that the Sheir was pushed in was because the Odom, listen, for a Maisa Odom, I'm not a Takola, so Memele, the Baal HaBeir is Potter. That is, if it's Ze'eine Yochel, V'ze'eine Yochel. V'zei Yochel gets a little bit more complicated, so we won't go into that, but I'll koponim, this is a shtickle mahalach, how to farem for the place of passion. Now, let us go further. The Gemara Vaita, Rav Ade Barave Oma, Lasuye Odesanye, that we're trying to find cases. We're learning out from the Dalit Ovis of the Mishnah Atzada Shoveh that this case is also Chayiv. We learn out Atzada Shoveh. Kol Eilu Sha'amru, there's a Baraisa further. Kol Eilu Sha'amru Poiskin Bivoy Sayyim. that people were permitted to open up their, they had pipes with sewage water, and they were permitted certain types during the year, certain times during the year, to open them up and let them flow in the Rishus HaRav. This was a takona of the Yeshua when he was Manchal Eretz Yisrael. So the Baraisa says as follows, Kol Eilu Sha'amru Paiskin Bibaisayin, they're permitted to open up the pipes, V'gerfen Moraisayin, and they're permitted to clean out the zevel that they have by them in the Chotzer, and to put it into the Rishus HaRav. So there's a certain time of year when this is permissible. And there's a certain time when this is also. Bimoisachamo ein lahem rishus. Bimoisachamo, the rishus harabim was pretty nice. So they have no right whatsoever to make the rishus harabim filthy with their waste matter that they want to put into the rishus harabim. So they're not permitted to do this b'moisacham. B'moisakshamim, during the rainy season, the Rishus HaRabim, we have to understand, was speaking about B'zan Chazal, the Rishus HaRabim was not a paved road, so Mestama was, b'moisakshamim was nice and muddy side by side. So by a person opening up his bibayseim, the bivim, he's not being mekalkel to much in a great extent the Rishus HaRav. It's mekalkel already because of the rains. Vaisak shomim yesh lam rishus. They have rishus to get rid of the waste matter into the Rishus HaRav. But we have to understand by adding these additives in the Rishus HaRav, they could be misaviv hezekes. People can slip, people can fall, people can be mazik themselves. So the Baraisa says, af al pi shebushus, even though they're permitted to put these inyonim in the Rishus HaRav, im hiziku, but if they were mesave vehezik chayovim l'shalom. Zok te gemore heichi domi. How is it speaking? Iba hadi de kozli maski, if, when he threw the zevel, or some of the minute he opened up the bivaseim, there was koyach rishim, it was mazik, person passed by in the Rishus HaRav, and he was genizik from the koyach of the Odom that threw it into the Rishus HaRav. So this is Odom HaMazik. There is no need whatsoever to make a ma'atzat. This is Odom HaMazik. Ela boso denayich. So we have to say it is speaking about boso denayich. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi, how is it speaking about? Idav Kerinu, if it is speaking about that he was Mafkel, the Mayim, the Zevil that enters the Rishus HaRav, there was Mazik, Rosa Dedar, who is Mazik Altsboil, is Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Shmul, Heine Boil, so this is a Boil. So Memele, there's no reason to make a matzat. This is mamish a ber b'shus harab. So it's a tale of ber. You don't need a matzat. Elo the loy afkerino. We'll say it's speaking about, he wasn't mafkem. L'shmu doma kula mi beire lamadno haino beire. So the Gemara says, lo'ilam dafkerino, v'lo'idom ilo beire. But this is not similar to Baya. Ma'ala Baya, Shekain Shalai Bershus. Ta'ima Bahani the Bershus. You can't learn how to tell them from Baya. Because Baya, a person does not have a Bershus to make a Baya Bershus Arab. So it could be that is that because that together with that, as the Torah said, since he did not have reshus to make this Baal reshus Arabim, therefore the Torah was mechayev him that if it was mazik, he has to pay. Taima bahani the reshus. But in these cases, we're speaking about that it was reshus. He had a right to throw it into the reshus Arabim. So memela, so could be, this is not a teuda of bayr. This is kill then bayr. So the Gemara says, Sher Yechiyach. Sher also has reshus to walk into the reshus Aram. For Pikein, if it's Masik Yechayev to pay. Correct the Gemara, Ma'al Sher, Shekein Dalki Leilach al Hazik, but Sher has a different chayma. It's Leilach al Masik. Bayr Techiyach. They have permission. Lahashlich niskayim l'shusaram. And who has permission? Elohim. Poiskin, Bibaisayim, Poiskin, Tzineiraisayim, their pipes. Hamekalchen, Shoifchen, that Shoifchen, Shoifchen, Mechatzchem, Lushus Aram. It runs out, the Meitash Mishrash, he says later, from the bayis, the dirty waters, so they're permitted to open up the pipes and they flow into the reshus harab. V'gerfen morei seyem. U'mashlichen zivleyem reshus harab. So the loch is, b'moy sachame ein lahem reshus. B'bnei sharechoyim noem. The street is nice. V'hu mekalkaloy. So he has no right to do such a thing. Avo b'moy sachshomem sharechoyvais meluchlochais yesh lam reshus. So they're permitted to do it. V'af al pi sheberushus bezdin mashlichin. Im hiziku chayovim. So even though they're permitted to do it, they were mazik techayim. So the Gemara says, how was it mazik? If it was mazik, v'hadi da'ozli koichu. Behind the water, but on the labor must listen. So why do you need a tzadah shoveh? So the mother says it was mazik boso denayich. So, but it's not time to buy mala buy shekain ain leirishus. Shoyechia shebishus bezn hu mahalach bishus harab. Shrei kol odom yeshel leirishus bekar. That is the Gemara. Now, before we see Tosfos, I'd like to make a shtickle ha'ore on this Gemara. The Gemara de machlokes pshat in our Gemara. We have here that the reshus bezdin, a person is permitted to be mashlech reshus harabim dvorim hamazikim in certain zmanim of the year, Pesach Shomim, you're allowed to throw in mazikim into the reshus harabim. But the price says, but if it's mazik, you have to pay. You have to pay that. You have permission to do, you have to pay. So this ma in Siman Tov Yud Dalet Sif Cotton Bob says, the Yeshua loy hisne shepota mitashlume hazekai. Yeshua never said that if it's mazik, you put it to pay. But aval became, so you have to pay. So now the Sma had a problem. So if you have to pay, so why do you need a tenai of your Yeshua? That was not paying here. So why do I need a special permit to do this? So the Sma says, Vafa Pikain Srichen let my be Yeshua. Dimlay Kane, are you moichen? Lay neche lay lodem she yenizik bishaloi, vacha kachish talim azekai. Means without a special permit of Yeshua, but that was matami moisak shomim, what's your business that I'm throwing into the Rishus HaRabim? That's what he means. And now I can slip and I can break my neck. And, yeah, good, you'll pay. Fine. So, I'm moichel the whole Isaac though. The gam yitach le'erdimei bedine v'dain, I have to slap you to din teire. So without HaKonis Yeshua, it would never be Rishus to do such a thing. This is bringing a mazik into the Rishus HaRabim. Yeshua said, you're allowed to do it. Now you're allowed to do it. So now the shail is. So it could be after this permit, could be your potter to pay, because it's you're doing it per shoes. The mother says, no, you must have to pay. Beloi ki ir shushab. Then he brings down a lavush. Shekosa. She Yeshua loy hisne ela menash she yehei kol echad meshamer eziv loy ayin shom. Amoyer dikizach. Dirshushan says that Yeshua only permitted to put these dvorim in the Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to do it. But I just let me tell you that you have to have a 24-hour shmira. Or on whatever you put into the Rishus HaRabim, you have to have a shmira. V'zevadai einoi, ela afim einoi mishamroi, rak shei tzorich l'shalem ezeik. Amoyer dikizach. So we have here a machloikis, lefiha emes, between the Sma and the Ir Shusha, by poiskin bivoiseyem, is the aloche, are you mechuyiv to watch it? Are you mechuyiv to watch it? The Sma holds you not mechuyiv to watch it? There's not mechuyiv to watch it at all. What if it's mazik, you have to pay? And the Yeshushan says, you mechuyiv to watch. So now, I have a few horrors on this map. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah that learns out the Ma'atzat, Nagamara says, the Ma'atzat is coming to tell us the place can be the same as Chai. Tzada Shava Shaben, Shadarkan Lahazik, Ushmiroson Olecho, Ushahizik Chava Mazik Lashalim Tashlume Nezik Bemeitav Oretz. Now the Tzada Shava Shaben is Ushmiroson Olecho. That's, we don't need Kabanosi Lazik, we don't need Yeshanola Zeikot, but we need Hatzad Shavasham Shadak Lahazik Ushmiloson Alecho Ushehizik Chava Mazik Lashalim Tashlume Nezik Bemeita Voretz. And we had started learning the Masechta, we said over from Amiri that Chava Mazik is going on the Bala Mazik. The Bala Mazik Ushmiloson Alecho. So you're responsible, you're the mazik, you should have watched it. Chava mazik l'shalem tashlumei nezik b'meita, so you're mechuyev to pay. The bala mazik is the mazik, he's the mazik, chava mazik. You shmirosan olecho, and by not watching it, so you're the mazik, you were mesapiv the hezik. And then we had mentioned also that that's Bemison, the Mishnah and the Testament base, Ko Shechafti Bishmirosoi. If I'm a chuyiv to watch and is chayavti l'shoimroi, hirsharti es niskoi. Kloima, im hizik, hirsharti vizimanti oisei hezik, shaloi shemarti v'yofe. V'olai la'ye, so memele, so I was misavav the hezik, are you a chuyiv to watch it? In Lochere Shoyer, there's also a chiv shmirandat. I mean, that's a tzad ha-shove. Shmiros l'alecho. You mechuyiv to watch it. So how can I learn out poiskim b'viseyim according to this ma that yochayiv, even though there's no din shmire? The Gemara is speaking about a psanada shaylagans. You're allowed to do it. Not allowed to do it. Fine. That's a nice shaila, but there's a, that, so obviously you're allowed to do it, your chayiv. Fine, that's not from the ikre sibes achiv. But lochayre from the ikre sibes achiv is the shmiroson alecho. And according to the smad, there's no chayiv shmire. Amir de kahore. And another hore I'd like to be myre, that, there's a Gemara in Mesechtes Vochim. Gemara Mesechtes Vochim has a Shaila. By Chatas Ha'oiv, it says, the Lo Yavdil. Lo Yavdil, so there, they went to Taich of Lo Yavdil. Someone says, Lo Yavdil means, you're not Mechuyiv to be Mavdil. So we have now a new Oifen of Taiching words. Lo Yavdil means, you're not Mechuyiv to be Mavdil. Like the Gemara, Soibesoi, it says, Ki yiche ishbayo, vichi yiftach ishbayo, v'lo yechaseno. You're not mechuyiv to cover it. But if you say v'lo yavdo, you're not mechuyiv to be mavdo. So let us say, you're not mechuyiv to cover it. V'lo yechaseno, you're not mechuyiv to cover it. So he says, nah, it's a shalom, you're shalom. How could you say you're not mechuyiv to cover it? So why is mechuyiv to pay? Zemendach klof on the Gemara, if you have a boyer, then you're not mechuyiv to watch it. You're not mechuyiv to pay. That's from the Ikre Sibes Achiv. And we have here a sma that says, Poiskim b'veisei, you're allowed to put dvorim amazikim in the Rishus Haram, and you're not mechuyiv to watch it. Meloi Rabosi. Let us see first the second Tosfos on the sugya, then we'll come back to the first Tosfos. Taima Bahani de Bershus. So the Gemara had said that how could you learn out Paiskim Bivaisayim from Boyer, Boyer is Shalai Bershus. And this he has Rishus. So the Gemara says, Shal Yechia. Vim Taima. Pektosus amir de kikash, leman de omar tone sher le ragloi. If sher, according to Shmuel, sher means regel, mave means shame. And we're learning out from the obvious of the Mishnah Tzadah Shavah Shemad, we're learning out that just like sher is chayim, so place can be the same will also be chayim. Hey, he comma, sher, yech, and what is sher? Sher is regal. Say, he comma, sher, yech, yech, the bishus chayev, even though the behemoth is rishus, to walk into the rishus, in the rishus harab, afal pikein, is chayev, vor regalim machayev, el bishus hanizik, bishom ein le rishus, like this is a moira de kekashe. You're building from regal, you're building from Shoyer, and according to Shmuel, Shoyer is Regel. And you're telling me that just like Shoyer, even though it has Rishus, it's Chayim. So who are then Paiskim Bevesayim? In fact, Taisvis, I'm shooting. where does Asher have Rishus to be in Rishus Aram? Rishus Aram, Sheres Potter. Regular Machayev Ella Rishus Anizik, Visham Ainlay Rishus. So what do you, how can you bring a raya from Sheher that even though he has Rishus, the Potter? Vishloimek Gen Shaholach Rishus Aram. Vihitis Vihizik Rishus Ayochit. The Chayiv Kedamrin of the Kama. So Tosva says, now I'll tell you what the case is, that the Mor says Sheir is Chayiv. Sheir is Chayiv if the Sheir was walking in the Rishus Arab. And he has Rishus to walk in the Rishus Arab. And then it was Matis Tzroiris, and the Tzroiris went into the Rishus Ayochit, and it was Mazik HaKeili, and he's chayim. So that is the case of shoyer that's b'shus, that is chayim. That is this case. Now, I'd like for a few minutes to learn a rosh. The rosh had a different gilsen, not taisvitz. And just to speak about this rosh for a few minutes. Rosh is is the Tzimin Aleph of the Rosh, and we'll look in the first column of the Rosh, we'll see a Ches in brackets, which is a little bit before half of this first column, and it says the Ulcheyu. After this Ches, it says the Ulcheyu, and let us just go back to the beginning of the sentence, v'shein v'regel, go back to this. Now, the Rosh is now quoting a Rif. The Rif says, v'shein v'regel pturim b'shus haramen, d'u chayu. You know why it's potter? Because it's u'chay to go in Rishus Haram. This is a Rif. So the Rosh learned this Rif, so the Rosh had a problem. T'mili, ma utzrich leforish taime de ptiri. Why does the Rosh have to give a reason why shein v'regel is poter? Why does the Rif have to give a reason why shein v'regel is poter b'shus haram? B'shem d'orchayuhu, hakroksi, this a posik. Ubir b'stei acher, v'darshin nevoloi b'shus haram. The hezek has to be and someone else's Rishus, and not a Rishus Arab. So why did the Rif find it necessary to tell me a reason why, or the reason why Regel is part of Rishus Arab? Because it's Ulche to go on Rishus Arab. Why did you give reasons? It's a posik. Ve'efsher shebo leforish tama posik, lomo potrosei teire b'shus Arab. The Rif is giving a reason. What's pshat in this pasuk? Now we'll see soon why did the Rif was not a meforish. The Rif was a pasuk. But we'll see. The Rif wanted it. The Rif knew the pasuk, and he's saying, so what is pshat in the pasuk? Lomo potrosa teirei b'shus haram. Lefi shedarkei leilech b'shus haram. That is, we have to face facts of life. A person has a shoyl, a person has a behemoth, so they go in the Rishus Arab, they transport things, people, right? They go in the Rishus Arab. The Efshel Sheyel, so you can't imprison them. They have to go to Rishus Arab, but that's facts of life. The Efshel Sheyel Chu Abayim, Abaylam Achayim Tomit, that means you can't have the Bailam that will be watching every step of theirs. The Bailam is standing in front of them. Let me see if there's a keli on the floor, if there's an apple on the floor. No, he can't walk. He can't do such a thing. Or the behemoth is walking along and there's a wagon in front of him with some apples in it and he just gently sticks his neck into the wagon and starts chewing. The Bailam can't, it's impossible to to take care of his behavior. They have to walk in a shusarab. That's facts of life. And it's impossible for the Bailim to watch them and take care of them. So that is why the Torah patted Shem Berego b'shusarab. Avo keren. Chayevis b'shusarab. Avo pishe darkei leilech shom. The kivin the yayit. But since we're talking about a keren muet, there he's going in a shusaram, but you know you have a wild child. This is not, you don't have to watch him every step. But when you see he starts breathing heavily, you should have some sort of reins on him and thus, because you know he has a temper. Your shayr is a shayr amud. You stay there, you stick around. This is something that is possible to control. And then he says, Chatzinezek is a knosa also, Linture, Chatzinezek, Kaimalon, the knosa kech de Linture, Linture. Fine. But now the Rosh gets down to business. So the Rif is coming to tell us a time of the Klal. Why? How do we understand that Shembereg does potter b'shusarab? So the Rif is being megalotas yearly because they have to walk through the shusarab. It's impossible to watch them, Kiseida. So that's why the Torah part. So, but this psa, this pirish comes the nafkemina laloch. The nafkemina mitamse shim hoya eitz oruch munach miktosei b'shusarab u'miktosei b'shusayoch. What if we have a long plank of wood that is under Rishus Haram, and it's also going into Rishus Hayochid, and there's some kelim underneath this plank of wood in the Rishus Hayochid. We have this plank in the Rishus Haram also. And when the behema walks in the Rishus Haram, a behema doesn't walk around the plank or daintily jump over the plank. The behema walk on, it's walking. It's a behema that's walking. It's going to walk on top of the plank. And by walking on top of the plank, this is a long plank of wood, so the chelik that's in Rishus HaYochid, and this kelim underneath it will break the kelim. So we have here a case that the behema was walking in the Rishus HaRab, who was mazik in Rishus HaYochid. So now, if the Rif would not have told us the reason why Rishus HaRabim is potter, and we would just know Chumash Ubiya Bistayachet, the Hezek has to occur in the Rishus HaYochet, I would say, don't tell me Yebeim was walking in the Rishus HaRabim, but the Hezek occurred in the Rishus HaYochet. So I would say, Yechayim. So therefore the Rif says, but let's analyze. No, why Rishus HaRabim is potter? Rishus HaRabim is potter because it is the Bailim are not capable at all to take care of the Shoyer. The Shoyer, the Shvorim have to walk through the Rishus HaRabim. So if he's not capable of taking care, so he's potter to pay. Fine. That's what the Rif came to tell us. Now let's go a little further. Akalech v'lidrei solo p'ture. V'rab Yitzchok. V'rab Shmuel loy pirish kein l'kamon gabi sho yechiyach shebashos. Now, the Rosh had, the Yavshu Shlomo says this is a Taisvish Hans. Our Taisvish has the kashe. Our Taisvus says, we're learning out Shoyer Bishus. Just like Shoyer Bishus is Chayiv, so who Adin? Paiskim B'Vesayim is Chayiv. We learn now Paiskim B'Vesayim from Shoyer Bishus. So Taisvus asks, Shoyer Bishus is only Bishus, Bishus HaRabim, and then he's Potter. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Barab Shmuel said, you know what it's speaking about there was a plank of wood, and the Shoyer is Rishus to walk on it, and it was Mazik B'Shus HaYochid, and it's Chayim. So, that was the Rosh had a Toisvitz that said, not like the Rif. That he had a different, and the Yamshe Shloime says that this is really the Tais Vishan. The Tais Vishan says two terutzim. One terutz, he said, he's walked on a plank and he broke the Kalim, and this, the Rosh doesn't agree. Then he says, Tais Vishteret. He was walking Bershus Rabim, he was Matis Tzroiris, and he was Mazik the Kalim Bershus Hayochim. And Lemaise, this is a Gemara further. This is an often the Gemara that if a Behema is walking in the Rishus HaRabim and Matis Tzchayres in the Rishus HaYochid, the Behema is Chayim. So now we really have to understand the riff. What's the difference between a plank of wood and Tzchayres? The Rosh disagrees. The riff disagrees with this. By a plank of wood, he holds by a plank of wood your potter. But by Tzreiris, the Gemara says you're chayv. You can't, so what's with the ribs for it? It's the derech of the behemoth to go. And you can't watch it. And it was mazik Tzreiris, mazik Tzreiris. So what do you want? So why is he chayv? This is a problem. So I'd like to say over two things. There's a yam shel shloime, which part of the Yamshu Shloimei understand. And then there's the Malay HaRoyim. The Malay HaRoyim is very interesting, but I don't think that the Malay HaRoyim will agree with our Tosfos. The Yamshu Shloimei says as follows. The Yamshu Shloimei says that the Rif is 100% right. The Rosh is 100% right in the Rif. That if there's a plank of wood, and a behema walks, it doesn't look, why is there a piece of wood there today? And a behema walks, it's a piece of wood there, it's gonna step on top of the wood. There's no shaila about it. And since it's urchei, so the Torah patent, you can't have a person that's gonna be, he's sitting in a wagon and he has to look underneath the feet of his behema while it's walking. You can't do such a thing. Fine. So Mamela, so the Behemah is put. Why by Tzroiris is he chayv? So the Yamshe Shloimeh says, you have to understand, if a Behemah was shuffling along in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, how did a stone that the Behemah hit went into the Rishus HaYochid and broke someone's window? How did this happen? From shuffling along, this won't happen. Now, if the Behema did such a thing, so it seems the Behema is jogging or something. It's going. It's walking. That's not the normal way a Behema walks. This is not ulchayu. This is not ulchayu. That means you see your Behema is walking. You see things flying. You're next to your behemoth and you see it's going and stones are flying and everything. So you have to do something about it. You can't, here there's a tiny taki. Here, this is not called a chai. We don't have the tool of Rishus HaRab. That's what the Yamshe Shloimeh says. Now, Kan Shoyel HaBen, a beautiful svara. If you don't have the tool of Rishus HaRab, so what if the behemoth is Mazik Tzreiris and Rishus HaRab? You also don't have the tool. So klar what the Yamshe Shloimeh says, I don't understand. But it could be that Bamison we have a svara in Gzeres HaKosu. This Gzeres HaKosu will be a bisteyach. Will be a bisteyach means the hezek has to happen on Rishus HaYoch. That's Gzeres HaKosu. The Rif came and told us a svara also. He was meisiv on the pasuk. He's not. So he's Meisav Asvore, why Rishus HaRabim is Potter? Not only because of the Gzeres HaKosov, Ubiyah Bistayach. There's a new Svore that Rishus HaRabim is Potter because of Chayavoch. Lemay Nafkemine, it's a plank of wood. That even though it is Biyah Bistayach, but since the reason of the Ptur is it's a Chayavoch, so therefore, the Behemah will be Potter. But it could be very well the zikr up to of the Sdicha, then you need the Hezekes to happen b'steyacha. And that's Xeris HaKosev, even though I don't have the Ptur of Ochayi Bochi. That's perhaps Pshat according to the Yam Shushleim. I don't know exactly if he means this, but could be. There's a Meiridike Meloi HaRoyim. The Meloi HaRoyim explains another Mahalach and to understand the difference between a plank of wood and Tzoyches. The Meloi HaRoyim, the Hamer, was Pshus HaRabim. Whatever the lomdus is. So Memele, so the behemoth is potter. So therefore, the behemoth was, and that was the Rif's Sfora, the Rosh, that had the Rosh's Pshat in the Rif. And it's there for behemoth to walk in Shusaram. It's impossible for the Bailim to control it. So the behemoth is potter. He says, but when the behemoth kicked a stone, he said the behemoth was a mazik. No, it was mazik. The koyach of the behemoth was mazik. The koyach of the behemoth went into Rishus. The koyach is not mazik in the Rishus Arab. The koyach enters the Rishus Sayoche. It enters the Stayache. So the koyach is not Ulchayibor. He's trespassing. The Rif only said if the mazik is Rishus, I don't look where the nazik is. I look where the mazik is. He says, who is the mazik? If the mazik is the guf ha-behemah, so the behemah is b'shus ha-rabim, so have a svore, so if the behemah is ulchayu b'ochi, it's impossible, so then the bailim is potter to pay. But if not the behemah is mazik, the koyach of the behemah is mazik, the koyach is not, the koyach trespassed, went into the Rishus HaYochid, into a Steyacher, therefore one is chayiv to pay. Now, according to the Meloi HaRoyim, I don't think that this, what he says, is Nachsme, not like our Toisvis, because Toisvis asked Akasha, V'regel loy mechayiv elo v'shus ha-nizik, v'shom ein loy Rishus. So how could you learn out boir from regel? Regel is only chayv where he doesn't have rishus. V'yeshleim kain sholach b'shus harabim. V'hitiz v'hizik b'shus hayochim. So if the lomdus is like the meloi haroyim, so the mazik doesn't have rishus. The koyach of the behemah is no rishus whatsoever to go into the rishus hayochim. So how could you learn out boyer from the case of Tchayra. That L'Chayra is a Ha'ore. I just like to learn the thesis we skipped over. Ma le'boyer shekein shaloi b'shus. The Gemara said that boyer is shaloi b'shus. The thesis ta'filu osor b'shus. V'ache ka'chivke. Thesis says, Amor de kekasha. How can you tell me that Boyer is only chayiv when it is shaloi b'rshus? I have a case that a person made a boyer b'rshus, and he's also chayiv. What? He made a boyer b'rshusoi. And he made a boyer b'rshusoi. And then he was mafker his rishus. His mafker his rishus, he donated his property for the highway department. It was passed by, you know, named after him, Malka Ponim, and now the Rishus HaRabim became much wider, and they're walking in this his property now, which he was Mavke, and someone falls into the boyer, and he's chayv to pay. So this was Rishus? This was Rishus, this person, and so how can you tell me? So I have a case that a boyer b'shus is chayiv to pay. The afilu asor b'shus v'acha kachivker. He's also chayiv. So Taisvah says, given shehivker, haynu shaloi b'shus. So Taisvah says, but the minute he's mafkir it already, so now he has a boyer b'shus, that means he has a boyer that now people will be able, will become genizik from his boil. So now it's called shalei b'shus. Now he has to cover it. He's mechuyev to cover the boil. He has no right to keep it there. Masha'en ken poiskim b'vaisayim is b'shus. So that's why you can't learn out poiskim b'vaisayim from boil.